The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
All or nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. I said all, nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all.
All right, here we go.
Hey, please don't
swing
bring
it, baby.
Your lips close to my cheek. Don't you smile, or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak. And my heart, it may grow very dizzy and fall.
5 after 6, Joe on the radio with the chairman.
And if I fell,
yeah, baby, thank you, Al, good choice.
Spell of your call.
And with the organ in the background. Yeah, that Hammond organ, right? Oh, I love that. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, good morning. First and foremost, 6:06, Thursday, May 13th. I love you. Thanks for being there at the Columbus Day rally yesterday, trying to get Columbus Day put back in New York City's school curriculum. Now, we've had it. We're done. It is the first time, and I got to give Arthur Idala credit for wrangling everybody together. We appreciate Arthur doing that. Angelo Vivolo from the Columbus Citizens Foundation, he's the man that puts together the Columbus Day Parade every year. Now, I don't care what you are. And I kept saying this yesterday. I'm saying I don't care what ethnicity you are, but the ethnicity is the foundation of America. The mosaic is the word I like to use. That's the foundation of the United States of America. And if you're a WASP, I love you. We love you. But I don't think the WASPs could have done it on their own. I'm just saying. Do you think maybe they could have done that? But no, I'm kidding. But when you look at this great mosaic in the Northeast particularly, and there's every color, every religion, every gender, everything, it's really who we are. Why are they eliminating the Italian Americans? Because we were such a strong part of that, and I think that's objective. The misinformation on Christopher Columbus alone, but you know, and to take away and to think how we built cities like Newark, New Jersey. Newark, New Jersey takes the statue down. How we built that city, man, with the Irish and the Polish, and certainly, and all walks of life, you know, really. But we got no credit as Italians. So, and we never stick together, because the joke amongst us, if I may, pull back the curtain of the Italian-American community, we're always fighting with each other. We are. Hey, what? You said what? I'm not talking to him. How do you not talk to him? He said no. I'm lying. He said something back in 1982. He said something. I'll never forget that, you know. And you know what he said about my brother? Will you just stop? Can we get together? I am not. People won't talk. I keep telling you, my Uncle Emil, God bless my Uncle Emil. Oh, shoot, he was the best. He was the absolute best. Rumor has it, an Uncle Emil's born on the boat that came from, over Salerno, over to an Avellino, the Gulf of Naples over there, over to Ellis Island. He was born on the ship. But he was... I think he was playing with my with my uncle Frank. Was an Uncle Frank, and he played the wrong card in Pinochle, and you played the Jack of Clubs. Oh, that was a big fight, family fight. Didn't talk for 7 years. 7 years they didn't talk. I swear to God, it's the Italians. Yesterday we got together, and Angelo's the guy that blazes the path. So from the Columbus Citizens Foundation, and you know, with credit to all of the Italian American organizations, everyone spoke so eloquently about our what I'm telling you about our history, about Christopher Columbus, about the way it was. Arthur made a fantastic speech, just great, and saying, "Now look, you're gonna have a fight." Arthur said, "Look, we're lawyered up and we're ready to go. You're not gonna take it away. They think like we're just gonna roll over as Italians. Are you kidding me?" And Joe Borelli gave a spectacular speech. So it was great to see you. And most importantly, you were there. So many of the great listeners showed up, and I love you, and it was great. And, Elna was there, my girl from Sri Lanka. She's actually from Sri Lanka. And she was there and speaks better Italian than anyone else that was there yesterday. And she came in. She got a son in the United States Army. And she was, and people from all walks of life showed up, and listenerships. And see, I'm new to the radio thing. I would always know from television or from doing live shows, you know. And then, hey, Joe, how you doing? But the radio, it's like, it's more than just going on TV and reading a prompter or laughing in an interview or something like that. It's more than I'll be, at Westbury and we're going to do this, that, and signing autographs or pictures after the show. This is family right here. It's so wild, I got to tell you. And I knew that in college when I started studying radio. I think that's why I fell in love with radio. But then, and everybody here, Mr. Crowley and Mr. Boyce and all the guys, they all know that, you know. But I'm finding out that it is. It's much more than just radio. It's family. And thank you. And your family. And I'm so proud to know. And everybody who was family showed up to help us support. And there was a good crowd there. All the media was there. I saw one story on it. Because, you know what? You know, I'm telling you. They won't give the Italians nothing. They were there. Maybe they felt they had to be there. You know what? I got on random thoughts. Is Fox News called me yesterday, and they said Fox News Online, and they said, Joe, can I quote you like that? And I go, yeah. Now, and so I told them. I said, look, we're part of the mosaic of this great country. Why are we being taken away? And why isn't anybody sticking up for it? So then I talked to the reporter, the reporter says to me, a young kid from Los Angeles, and I'm on the phone, yeah, quick interview. And I want to thank Fox for, they always get Joe, put Joe on, let's hear what Joe has to say. I appreciate Fox doing that. I know you've had your problems during the election, but I got to tell you, I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Because not so much locally, I didn't see a lot of footage of it. Oh my God, you can't be political. You know, Fox just lets us say what we want to say a lot of the time, and I appreciate that very much. So I'm talking to this young reporter, and he goes, yeah, my wife is from Torino, from Italy. I said, oh, I said, that's great, Italians. He goes, no, I'm from the Philippines. We met, and she's from Torino, and I hear what you're saying loud and clear, Joe. This is from the reporter. I didn't get that from any New York reporter, for crying out loud. I said, you know what? God bless you, man. God bless you. Give your wife and her family my best, you know, and your family my best. And it was great. And then this too. I got to tell you. And it's all good now. Everything's okay now. But, you know, we always take mom for checks. And so we took her over to a hospital just to get checked up, and she's doing great. Because, you know, like me, I was at the doctor yesterday too, so I'm not alone. But as I was at the hospital, and it's outside of the town of Newark, New Jersey, where my family comes from, and you know, from Italy, they went to Newark. So I'm trying to draw this picture so it doesn't sound condescending, and that it doesn't sound, you got to be careful what you say and everything. Everybody at where we were, there were talk about every race, color, creed, everybody, gender, everything. No one cared what the other person was. And it was, I can't tell you. I met a guy named Mike, and one of the security guys, you know. And he was from Newark. I say, from Newark, right? Yeah, yeah, my family comes from Newark. I said, ba ba bang. Mom's from the Ironbound. You know, we start talking. And then he goes, yeah, I said, oh, yeah, yeah. I went to outside of Barringer. You know, this high school is there in Newark. And I go, yeah, I work with the Boys and Girls Clubs in Newark. He goes, you know what? He goes, I came from the Boys and Girls Club, Central Ward. I said, you came to Central Ward in Newark, the Boys and Girls Club? And now he's a big security guy, you know, at the facility. And I'm thinking, that was it, because I'm older than him. He might have been a kid when I started helping out. You know what I mean? And now, do I think, what color is this guy? What does he look at me? What color? No, it was like, I said, man, Newark, man, like that. It was so great. It was great. It's who we are. It's who we are. And the press and the politicians are trying to create the divide. We are not racist. We don't look at color. We don't have time to worry about it. We are all God's children. The press, the politicians try to divide us. You know, and again, whether you're Italian-American, no matter what you are. Because I remember once I was at a beautiful building in Newark, the Newark Club. It's a beautiful building in Newark. And I was up there. I told you this once before, long ago. And I parked. They said, Joe, just put your car in the loading dock, and then you can go up. There was an event. And there was a fellow there. And he yells, Mr. Piscopo, Mr. Piscopo. And I looked up. He was up on a staircase kind of higher and out of the garage. And I said, hey, how you doing, man? How you doing? He goes, hey, I was at the Boys and Girls Clubs, the Broadway unit, when you came by. Man, I was just a kid. I said, hey, good to see you again. Now, this is a young man now I'm talking to. I said, what do you do? He goes, I run security for the whole building. I said, oh, that's it. That's it right there. You go in, you help. There's kids off the street, and it's not because parents are incarcerated or drug problems or anything like that, but nowadays, especially more so nowadays with this administration, you have to pay taxes for everything. Both parents have to work, and there are kids left in that latchkey time frame after school where the problems really begin. And here we had a kid. We came in, and the Boys and Girls Clubs of Jersey, we put our arms around this kid. We said, hey, we got you. Now he was running security. Now Mike, the other security guy, I'm telling you, and they go on to be doctors and lawyers and work within the city. I was so inspired. As I travel and come out of South Dakota, we're good people. Thank you. And then yesterday, with everybody supporting us, God bless you. Don't listen to the nonsense. There is a concerted effort to take us down, and it's to take the society down, and it's so much bigger than you and I, and it's so much bigger than just talking on the radio and saying, doing right-wing bullet points or left-wing bullet points. You know, we put all of that aside. We are a good people. I see it every single day. I see it in you every single day. I see, and they're going to try to divide us, because if they divide us, that's how we, if divided, we fall, and that's what they're trying to do, and it comes from the outside. Where the outside, we keep asking, you know, from that goes from the outside to the Oval Office in this administration. I have to tell you, and no disrespect or hate or anything like that, what's happening now, you're shaking your head, and you're just kind of going, how could everything go wrong all at once? Well, I didn't vote for him, you know. But it's not him that you voted for. You voted for this outside force that is trying to take the United States down and divide us. Please don't even go there. Stay strong. Stay online. Let's stay together on this. We love you. I don't care if you're the most left wing. You know what, too? And I know I want to break early, but when you look and you see Mike Lindell with Jimmy Kimmel, when you see Elton John performing at Rush Limbaugh's wedding, you know, when you see a lot of these things that are happening, it's okay. It's okay, you know, for all of us to join together. It's when Bill Maher, the ultra-left liberal like Bill Maher, starts making really good common sense. It's time to open it up to everybody and just to listen to everybody. We are a good people, and I'm proud to be before the microphone. You know, it's about 17 after 6. So we got a great show today with KT McFarland, Jen Kearns, Ed Mullins, president of the NYPD Sergeants Benevolent Association. Dr. Gorka's going to join us. Our buddy Seb is going to join us. Bill O'Reilly's on the show. And then the one, the only, probably the most brilliant writer, with due respect to everybody who wrote at Saturday Night Live, this was the man. He is revered. He just co-wrote with Billy Crystal the new movie we're going to tell you about. His book, Laugh Lines, My Life, Helping Funny People Be Funnier. Is a great book. Alan Zweibel, the legend, on the show in the 9 o'clock hour. And I want to go to Debbie. Debbie is back. Debbie is back. Debbie, welcome back. And I, first of all, we didn't talk about anything. We held it up. We wanted you to be able to talk about it. But if I may, Deb lost her beautiful brother, Rich. She lost the brother. So that's what happened. And it was last week. And I just felt for you. Your family is so beautiful. And it's a dumb question. Forgive me, Debbie. We're here for you. We love you. How are you doing? How you holding up? Because that's just the toughest thing you could possibly ever have to deal with.
Yeah, Rich died suddenly last Tuesday evening, and it was just, it's been heartbreaking for our family. And yeah, thank you. My parents said thank you so much for being at the wake Friday, and thank you to Salem Media for the beautiful arrangement they sent for the wake as well. And my father just said, thank Joe so much for his love and support, and we really appreciate it. And I know we have so much love and support around us, you know, that we're trying to get by one minute at a time, you know?
Yeah, well, we have so many people showed up. That was so inspiring to see when we went there at the wake, and then you were there. But then I'm thinking, and I felt like saying, hey, Deb, come on, let's sit down for a second. It's hours. You're there for hours standing up, and but it was a celebration more than anything else. That's what I felt, at least when I was there, as sad as it was.
Yeah, my brother coached his kids, so there were so many young people there. My niece is 19, his daughter, and his son is 17, and so she's a freshman in college, and he's a junior in high school, and just the teams were there, their friends were there, you know, the whole, they lived up in Jefferson, the whole Jefferson community came over to the wake. It was just beautiful to have all the support, and all of our friends, too. You know, it was just great to have so much love around us.
And you're one of the sweetest, most wonderful people on the planet, ever. So we're here for you and whatever you need. We are here for you. I do have a question, though. Al and I were concerned that the flower arrangement was big enough because when Al's mom passed away, it wasn't so great. It was just a little thing. Al, I'm here to tell you, it was a great arrangement.
Thank you. That's the radio station said.
Sorry.
It was beautiful. It was huge, actually. It was absolutely gorgeous. So thank you so much to all of you for your love and support and to all of Salem Medium for the love and support. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we love you. Your parents, by the way, they are so sweet. I saw Michael, and it just was great. Deb, listen, we're here for you, and you know, thanks for coming back to work, because we thought you'd take even more time, but here you are. Debbie's there for you, 20 after 6, AM 970, The Answer, remembering Brother Rich, and we'll be talking about it through the morning. Well, we love you, Deb. We love you, and thanks for always being there for us.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you to everybody for the love and support. We appreciate it. Joe, alternate side parking rules are suspended today, and it looks like metered parking rules are in effect. Watch for delays this morning on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. More volume up by the Brooklyn Bridge. It's kind of busy over on the Whitestone Expressway northbound getting up toward the Whitestone Bridge. It's a disabled vehicle getting into the Bronx over by the Whitestone Bridge. Jackie Robinson eastbound at Metropolitan Avenue. That's some ongoing construction. A little bit busy on the Bruckner westbound, getting down toward the Hunts Point drawbridge. Hudson River crossings are moving okay. Taking a ride over to Tunnelly Ave, you're slowing down northbound, getting up toward the Tunnelly Circle here over on 1 and 9, so definitely watch out for that this morning. And traffic moving a little bit slowly on the thruway south by 14B with some construction just cleared, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today with a high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Al, so somebody handed you that spot.
A great day. It's really a great day here.
That's great. They gave you three spots in one. We're supposed to play it. Al sitting there. Oh, smoking.
I don't understand this place. I don't know what's going on. It seems like this one spot just keeps over and over.
Well,
Subliminal messaging.
Yeah. That's what it sounded like, you know? Boys are boys. All right, the guys. Hey, Joe, thanks for being at the Columbus Day.
You're welcome. It was really a pleasure.
Oh, that's right. You weren't there. So, but Joe, appreciate you being there.
Yes, I wasn't there. I had a previous engagement. I'm sorry.
Yes, I wasn't there. You had a beer. There was like a beer.
No, I was getting my back adjusted.
Al has a life. I don't. So that's why.
That's too funny. Thank you. Thank you, Joey, for being there. And Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer. A lot to get into this morning. But I want to tell you about Empire State Bank. And, you know, when I talk about community and I talk about everything that you and I care about, Empire State Bank is right there. And that's why I love telling you about Empire State Bank, because I know Phil and Jeannie, and we know Tom and Esmeralda and the whole team over there. And they keep growing and growing. I don't want to say since they've been on the radio show. They have just exploded. footed, you know, as a bank. But you know what? Maybe we helped. I hope we helped a little bit. You know why? Because they do what they say they're going to do. Like, if you want that loan, and you, when I look at those loans, do you know, have any idea what those loans are? I don't. This SBA 7A loan that I keep telling you about? Well, the business relationship managers at Empire State Bank could get you that loan. And with an SBA 7A loan program, you as a business, by the way, are eligible for higher loan amounts, lower down payments, longer term, flexible uses. There's no SBA loan guarantee fee. Receive 3 months payment relief for a limited time only. You know what? You're not going to know what to do. You got to call Phil. You got to call Jeannie and Tom and the team over there at Empire State Bank. Or just go here, please, ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. During these challenging economic times, they know exactly how to serve your business in the community that you're in. Locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn, all throughout the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
All right. Mr. Cthulhu has us Frank heavy. We love it. We love it. Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer. Let's swing it, baby. Yeah, here we go.
Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing. On the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. 626 on AM 970. The Answer. I went to the doctor yesterday. I am a hypochondriac, so I went there because I pushed myself right to the max. I think I'm like 29 years old. And I got all nice, what do you call it, blazing colors, full colors, what do you come out of there? What's the expression I'm looking
Technicolor. What is this, the 60s?
Three-strip Technicolor.
I mean, really.
It is great. I'm looking for blazing colors. I was looking for, but Technicolors is better. Joe, yeah. You're the best. Joe, caught in the warp.
What is this, 2001 A Space Odyssey?
You are Joseph with the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
That's it. The doctor exactly told me that.
Brought
it
to you by Martin Paints.
Oh, yeah. And then you got to watch it. We'll go to phone calls. Stay it right there. We'll move it to the phone calls. But I have to tell you guys, because I'm a dinosaur, and I see everybody. We're at the Columbus event, you know, and thanks to Sid Rosenberg for showing up. That was so cool. And Curtis came by. Curtis Sleeway came by. So we appreciate that. And Sid was great, you know.
I saw the beret. That's how I knew it was him. There were so many people in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I saw the beret, and I'm like, Curtis is there.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, he's always been so supportive of the Italian community. So really appreciate it. But I go to the doctor, so I go in. Now you kind of watch. And there was one, the nurse guys looked exactly like Kat Timpf from Fox.
Really?
You know, Kat with from a Gutfeld show. And on her own, very funny, very lovely. She just got married. She's a very, very cute kind of funny gal. And I mean cute, stop. But you can't say things like that. So I go, this nurse is exactly, oh. I mean, wow. And I thought it was Kat playing a gag. It was like, I thought they were pranking me or something. Yeah. So I go,
my blood pressure. It's a candid little camera. Elevated. Might want to wait a minute.
Stop it.
Well, that's why I tell you to wait when you get into the doctor's office. You got to wait 5 minutes before you.
No, but you can't. It's a whole different world. So I go in and I go, wow. Yeah. I said, oh my gosh, you look just like Kat Timpf. And she says, who? I go, you know, Kat from Fox News. She had no idea. So I Google a picture of Kat, and she looks, and she goes, wow. And they could have been identical twins. She goes, oh, yeah, I could see that. I like that. And then she goes, oh, what's your medication you're taking? Is that all? And I said, yes, dear.
And then I have this plastic bag.
I said, yes, dear. I go, wow. I go, and you can't say that. I go, oops, sorry. Nurse. Yes, ma'am. You know what I mean? I had to be so careful. And I had to be so careful. You look like somebody else, so it didn't look like I was being flirtatious. It's like a whole different ballgame.
Did you pull out the plastic bag of medicines that you take?
No. Oh, did they carry?
Yeah, in the radio bag.
Like, no,
Al,
when
you
she
hear
said,
"More you're... pathetic," you want to hear something more pathetic than that? I have them in my head.
Yeah, but you see, the prop is better when you go. What medications do you want? Oh, well, I have this.
Because I
want
to look really cool. And she goes. So then she goes like, "Me, this is how you know you're old. Listen to me. This is how you know you're old." So she's there, and now she's now we have kind of a thing, not a thing, but a, you know, oh. just a no. It's you know, it's
you're
like
digging
a
big hole for yourself here. Come on. Listen, get that shovel out.
Listen, I could do a Greg Gutfeld impression for you, Felix. Like I told her, you know, she had who? She had no idea. She had no idea. So, and I'm there. So then I just said, okay, is the doctor coming in like that? And I just felt, I felt like she goes, she says to me, I promise you, she says this. Well, I go, yeah, I'm running right to the edge. I said, I'm pushing. I just want a full checkup to make sure I'm okay because, like Jerry Crowley said to me, Joe, make sure you take time for yourself. And he's right. And my mom always tells her. So I go, this is my time for myself at the doctor's office. Just check me out like that. She goes, well, why don't you retire? She says like that.
Oh, wow.
God, I mean, you mean people on the left that tell me that all the time? You mean? No. I go, what are you, from the Daily Yeast? You know, like, yeah. Oh, my God. So I go. Well, you know what? What am I going to do? I said, Kat, what am I going to do?
Kat.
Listen to me. I go, what am I going to do? I said, you know what? I'll end up having a younger gal as my wife. She will have a little yappy dog. Listen, I got it all planned. She will be asking me to walk the dog around the block. I'll be with a paper bag cleaning up after the dog. I said, that's a retirement. I don't want to retire later. She was laughing, you know, like that. So, oh, my gosh. Only me. And then the doc came in, and he was – it's good when your doctor is serious, because I really wasn't yesterday. He was serious, right. And he was good. And by the grace of God, all is well. So, but if I drop, when you go to the doctor. That's
the fact
go,
that
right?
You have all the medications in your head and you know how to pronounce them properly, yeah, that might be a little bit of a, you know.
But you know what, Al? Do you know what's wild about you is you don't let – you had cancer and you went through it and you never complained about it. I'm a hypochondriac. I had cancer in 81. That's right. All they told me. All I see – is that big C. They say, you have cancer. And then I went, what? I watch every – that's why I'm so meticulous on what I eat, what I take, how I take it. Because I said, oh, you know what? When they told me I have cancer, you know what the first thought went through my mind? What? Oh, so you can die.
So this
death thing is real, got it. Okay.
Yeah, but what's the complaint about?
But just to the cancer heroes listening, like I'm telling you, you could outlive it right now. Look at Al's a shining example of that. You'll beat the disease. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were going to add he went back to being a fat slob.
Yeah.
You know. But what's the complaint about? I mean, I have it. Can you cure it? Yeah, okay, great. Let's do it. I mean,
that's exactly right.
Know, if they couldn't, then it would have been another set of circumstances. Who knows? Maybe I would have been 500 pounds and then drop. You know, you never know.
That's a good, interesting.
Well, think about it. If they told me that I had a terminal, if the doctor told me, look, you have a terminal illness, we can't cure it, there's no, you know, whatever, I would eat and drink and do whatever I want at that point. Who cares if I'm 600 pounds and they got to carry me out in a crane when I drop? I mean, I'd rather just enjoy myself.
It's so true. Hey, let me go to Professor Finch before we break. Charlie, good morning to you, my friend. You got the airwaves, Professor. What are you thinking?
You know, Joe, good morning. Curtis Sliwa is Italian on his mom's side, just like me. And Debbie, from the heart, in 1999, I lost my brother, Will. Don't do drugs, my only sibling, speaking of my mom. But Debbie Duhaime, Dream Drive, you are the world's number one Mets fan. Yesterday, speaking of Italian-Americans, Joe, was a great Mets manager, Yogi Berra, the Al Catullo of baseball's birthday, and today is the birthday of Dr. Rock Positano's close friend, Ralph Branca's son-in-law, Mets manager Bobby Valentine, who is running for mayor of Stamford, Connecticut. Did you know that, guys?
No, and that's Debbie? Great. That's great, Joe.
Whoa, isn't that great? One more thing, Joe.
Yes, dear.
Donald J. Trump is a WASP. Scotch and German. Can't get any more rash than that, right?
All right, you're right. Guilty as charged, Charlie. Guilty as charged, man. Yeah, but he doesn't, to me, when you talk with Donald J. Trump, he was always so grounded and down to earth. And the same thing Charlie said about Tucker Carlson, but Tucker's very down to earth, too. They don't have snot. John Kerry is the WASP guy that I'm kind of talking about. Hey, by the way, with Yogi, we got a break. And let me go one more phone call, guys. Hold on, but we'll talk about Yogi, too. It was his birthday yesterday. Posted something, did not say something. And thank you for that, always, Charlie, bringing something valuable to the airwaves, because Yogi was one of my dearest friends, and he is missed greatly. Leonardo, anything Italian, we always put on the air. Hi, Leonardo. How you doing, man? What's on your mind this morning?
I was really, really struck, heartfelt sadness. My brother, just like Charlie Finch mentioned, in 2001, he was my only sibling, Conio, and he passed suddenly, and I just wanted to extend my family and a cousin to Lisa V. Amici. She's a friend, I believe, that knows Debbie, too. You know, I'm dedicating the rosary this week because, you know, it was so painful. My brother died in his sleep very, very suddenly, absolutely no warning. And the thing is, I couldn't even see the hand of God in it and for years afterwards. So she said the most important thing, to just take like a day at a time and all. And on Columbus Day, you know, the people at Nutley and Belleville are all really united, you know. And we have a safe place for any statues here. We still believe in the Second Amendment. So anything that you need. Thank you.
Leonardo, thank you, man. Our hearts go out to you, to your family. And it's true. Yeah, it's tough. Debbie lost her brother very young, handsome dudes, tall, handsome kid. And, you know, early 50s, and just died suddenly. So we didn't want to talk about it on the air. You know, we wanted to just let Debbie mourn. And she is just very, very upset. But you know what? We love her. We love her. And we're with her. And you know what, Leonardo? Your advice is well taken, one day at a time. Hey, Joe, on the radio, 635 right here. Al's standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 636. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York Yankees now dealing with 7 so-called breakthrough coronavirus cases. 3 coaches, 4 support staff members have been confirmed as positive. The breakthrough term refers to the fact all 7 people were previously vaccinated. Only one of the 7 has symptoms. Meantime, shortstop Gleyber Torres was held out of last night's game in Tampa Bay due to an abundance of caution. His test results are pending. New Jersey gearing up to return close to normal in less than a week. At a press conference yesterday, Governor Murphy says he intends to sign an executive order to ease COVID-19 restrictions in what he's calling the most aggressive move so far. More than a year into the pandemic, Jersey will remove fixed capacity limits at restaurants, gyms, stores, and houses of worship. The changes go into effect next Wednesday, but people will still have to wear face masks. In sports, Yankees beat the Rays 1-0. The Mets crushed the Orioles 7-1. Nets over the Spurs 128-116. And the Rangers, they fired head coach David Quinn. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhaime has got the answer.
Thanks, Hal. Let's go right to the Deegan southbound, slowing down by the stadium over in Brooklyn and Bed-Stuy on Halsey Street, right in toward Howard Avenue. It's an ongoing police investigation. Jackie Robinson eastbound at Metropolitan Avenue. That's some ongoing construction to watch for. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Inbound GWB, that's about 10 minutes into town. Lincoln 5, Holland about 10 to 15 in from both approaches. Traffic slowing down on 78 eastbound, getting out toward exit 7 in Bloomsbury. It's an accident involving a tractor trailer that went right off the road here on 78, so definitely watch for that. The New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur North at 15W, a disabled vehicle to watch for. And traffic slowing down just a bit on the Cross County eastbound ramp getting in toward the Hutch. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Save up to 45% on PCs with Windows 10 Pro, plus business docs, monitors, and more. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, Joe on the radio, telling you about Relief Factor, because I love you, and you can like get your life back if you take Relief Factor. It's you know, from Pete and Seth Talbot, and it's designed just to get you out of pain, and it's 100% drug-free. So this is, now you're talking my wheelhouse, right? When I talked to Pete and Seth, they said drug-free, all natural, love that. And now, you know, I tried the 3-week quick start for in 5 days. It worked for me. So now on the radio, I'm not allowed to make a clinical claim. You can't do that. You know, a clinical claim. You know what happens in studies. None of that. None of that. I'm telling you what works for me, what has worked for literally thousands of people is Relief Factor. And for $19.95, don't you, Do you not owe it to yourself to at least go to relieffactor.com? You can call 800-583-84 and see if we can get you out of pain. That's what this is about. That's why Seth came up with the 3-week quick start for only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. I believe it can. And me running around, oof, like a maniac I'm running around this week especially, you know, and pain-free. Thank you, and I thank Relief Factor for that. Thank Pete and Seth for that. Hey, go to relieffactor.com. Check it out. Try it. You know what? $19.95 for a 3-week quick start. You got nothing to lose. 800-583-84. 800-583-84. Or again, relieffactor.com.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October. I personally can't get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance. Join us to be amazed and inspired.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. You'll have the best experience imaginable. We're confident by October our trip will be safe. So register today worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees.
We'll sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Experience unforgettable cuisine and join us for an authentic Sabbath service.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Jersey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 20 minutes before 7 o'clock. Good morning. Great to have you with us. We do have a great show for you, as we always try to do every single morning. I like telling you about Tunnel to Towers, if I may. The foundation, Tunnel to Towers Foundation, been supporting our nation's heroes and their families since 9/11. You know that. To mark 20 years this year, the foundation is giving 120 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders to honor America's fallen heroes. Are you ready for this? Right? The foundation's chairman and CEO, our friend, who we all love, Frank Ziller, is walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and on to Ground Zero. Walking his more than 500-mile journey through 6 states in 42 days begins August 1st and fittingly finishes on 9/11, at Ground Zero. In a moving tribute, the foundation is bringing back Towers of Light to the memorials at the Pentagon in Shanksville in September and at the memorial in New York City. And now help America to never forget America's greatest heroes. Do good in their honor, please. You can help with just $11 a month. That's what we're asking, and I ask with respect and with great appreciation. You can go to T2T.org. T2T.org, T the number 2, and then T.org. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation at T2T.org.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning. It's Thursday. Who's, Harry Harrison. Good morning. Remember Harry Harrison? Oh, he was the best. Remember that? Morning. Harry Harrison. Good morning. Right, Al from, was that CBS FM? Was that a...
Was it CBS? Yeah. It was CBS, but before that it was WABC. Yeah.
Morning. Oh, that is so funny. I remember the ABC lineup of... Ron Lundy and then Dan Ingram, and then Chuck Leonard was over there, but Ingram was our guy. Dan Ingram was my guy. I used to love Dan Ingram. And then when you think about my father, I would listen to on the radio Klavan and Finch as a child. Who remembers that? If you remember that, then you're like my age. Ooh, it's like we would go in and my father would have these great cars from the early 60s, man. I keep telling you, those Oldsmobiles, man, they had a Chrysler. obviously a Chrysler 300. That was a monster, you know, and it was a convertible. It was robin egg blue, he told me. And I remember I said, Dad, what's robin egg blue? What is that? And then we would go, and he on the radio always in the morning. It was before William B. Williams came on. And like the, I think Willie B. came on at 10 o'clock. And it was Klavan and Finch. And then Bob and Ray were on the radio for a while.
Remember yes.
Bob and
yes.
Ray were they on WOR, I believe they were on, mm-hmm. right, in New York. That's why I tell you what, I say this with the greatest of humility. I'm so proud to be part of this market. It's the number one market in the world that we're in, you know. And now again, everybody's it's, and it's not just one market anymore. Everybody streams. You can go in your house and do a show, and it'll stream around the world. And we stream on AM 970 The Answer all around the world. And I know you listen, Rome. I love you for listening. And Texas listens, and Florida listens, and we're virtually and Nashville. I know you're listening, and Detroit. I know you're listening. We get your correspondence, and we love you for that, and we appreciate it. But technically, we're the flagship station of all Salem, live and local in New York. And what a great market it is. And we're all together on this. And I appreciate all the great talent in this, you know, in this great, great market. Hey, KT McFarland, there, talk about one of the smartest people on the planet. KT is it. What's going on with the Israeli conflict? And how, what is this administration doing? Can someone help me out? Because you know what? All I understand, I if you support one person, they will vilify you. Then show me something. I always say that before you hate me, before you say that, you step up and you show me what you're doing in your life before you criticize me. Okay, got it. But what are you doing in your life? That's what I know. Thought we play Mr. Sinatra. He never liked critics. He could never understand critics because he's on stage. He's the one on stage. Teddy Roosevelt, the same way. Remember, he wrote that great speech, "The Man in the Arena." You're there. If you don't have the guts to get in the arena, what right do you have to criticize to the point that you criticize? You know, get your own show. You know, do something like that. But what it, that all they do is criticize. Okay, you're going to criticize me, who I vote for. Okay, show us what you got. This is it. This is it. And somebody said, I was talking to Cousin Paulie yesterday, and he goes, even the people that voted for Biden, they go like this. They go, yeah, well, we voted for Biden. And you go, do you see that the whole world is crashing in? Oh, you blame that on Biden? That's what Paulie said. And that's what they say. They won't accept it. They won't accept that whoever's running the show, it's completely crumbled, crashed, and burned at this point, this administration. It is, and now I'm getting antsy because I worry about my children, and what's the safety net? The safety net is you and I showing up in like 18 months or so, and that's it. And you got to hold your breath for like 18 months that it doesn't get worse. And can we, here you had the previous administration bringing peace to the Middle East, acknowledging Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, acknowledging our Jewish community in America, acknowledging the Holy Land, acknowledging that, respecting all races and creeds, but acknowledging Israel. To the way that the Trump administration did. Now, it's like they're letting it go. Hamas lobbing rockets arbitrarily, you know, they don't care where they're and you were supposed to go, oh, well, what about Israel? Israel is doing what it always does. It defends itself. And the one thing that kids are taught, what Hamas teaches kids, is to kill and annihilate. Annihilate is the word. Israel. That's what they want to do. And when I talked about through Mike and Beth Connors, our buddies, our friends, you know, from Connors and Sullivan, if I may, and Father Bilecki, who they know, who they introduced me to, the Capuchin friar who goes to Beirut, and he's a surgeon as well. Stay with me on this. He goes into Beirut because the Christians are being killed and executed and beheaded, and we don't even hear about it. And Pope Francis, God bless him, he doesn't step up. He goes to Iraq, and then there's no Christians in Iraq, I think. There were more Christians there when Saddam Hussein was there. So that's why, don't get me started on that, please. But the fact is, here in Hamas doesn't let Father Paul do anything. I got to watch. I shouldn't mention names because everybody listens everywhere nowadays. It's true. But Father Paul goes into Beirut and he was blown up. Yeah, he was on the air. And we're going to tell you how you can help Father Paul out one of these days. You know, we're hoping to help him, you know what, rebuild this hospital. Because Hamas doesn't care. Hamas doesn't want, has nothing to do with Israel, by the way. This is Hamas. This is a terror organization backed by Iran. And they don't want Father Paul to have a hospital right in Beirut. So what do? They blew it up. there was a car bomb or something went off. And poor Paul was out for like 2-3 days, didn't even know where he was. Came home, I saw him the other day, and I had tears in my eyes. And when Mike goes, hey, Father Paul is here. Hey, Father Paul, he's got two crutches in each hand. Because why? Because Hamas doesn't like Christians. So tell me who's lobbying what at who. Because I know what the story is, and you know what the story is. And this administration has no guts. They have no guts, no courage to stand up for our friends in Israel, for God's sake. I mean, you can say what you will about Bibi. I don't care. Well, how you feel politically about Netanyahu, I don't care. But I'm telling you, it's an enclave that we have to maintain in the Middle East. And the way the previous administration was doing it was nothing shy of a Nobel Prize-winning, brilliant strategy, the Abraham Accords. And no one's acknowledging it. It's like, oh, well, Donald Trump had something to do with that, isn't it? Well, let's just throw it out. Oh, give me a break. Show me something. Again, you're going to criticize me. Show me something. We're here. Come on. Give it to me. What do you got? This is what you got, Jen Psaki reading? I've never seen anything at a press conference like that. Dana Perino was a press secretary. Kayleigh McEnany was a press secretary. What's this poor girl? I feel sorry for her. Yeah, but then Biden starts talking about there's a gas shortage. Did you see him yesterday? He had no idea. Well, it'll be settled. Well, you tell that to the people waiting in line. You tell that to the truckers trying to fill up their trucks so they could drive around, for God's sake. A gas shortage. This is Jimmy Carter all over again. It is so unsettling, you know. And then, of course, our friends at the Babylon Bee, they were just so funny. They actually tweeted out something here. See if I could find it. Let me see what it says here. Babylon Bee says, this is from the headline of Babylon Bee. Carter says he's finally hopeful that he won't be worst presidential failure in his lifetime. <It's> like, thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden. It's like, oh my gosh. It's so true, because this is a complete fail on every front. From the economy to what's happening now, there's wars happening and a gas shortage. And why, in the name of God, and I'm sorry for Randy, but it gets me upset, does Joe Biden cut off the tens of thousands of jobs in the XL pipeline just to appease AOC? I mean, honestly, and Bernie Sanders, you just can't stop that. And now I'm told that a lot of those people that have lost jobs on the XL pipeline have committed suicide. Thank you, Joe Biden. And don't tell me with your little whispery, creepy tones, jobs, 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 because you've stolen tens of thousands of jobs away and you've caused a major gas and energy shortage when we were energy dependent. We are energy independent. Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie is with us. Debbie, good to see you. I mean, you know what? I got to tell you, when I saw you the other night, last week, and you were holding up just great. And meeting your son, how great was that? He's so tall. I can't believe how tall the kid is. Huh?
Yes. Yeah. Handsome boy. My brother is about 6'5", and my son is about 6'3". Yeah, I mean, we've got a couple of tall guys in our family, that's for sure. Yep.
It was nice to see. Good to see Michael, your famous brother, Michael Duhaime.
Yeah.
I tell you, your parents did so well. You did so well. So we're thinking about you, and we love you, Debbie. And you know what? Thanks for having the courage to come on and get back to work. We appreciate you being here. It's 6:52, the one, the only, Debbie Duhaime on the roads for you.
Thank you so much, Joe. Yeah, my brother Michael did the eulogy for Rich. It was absolutely amazing on Saturday morning. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, as you head out to Port Richmond. Richmond Terrace is slowing down right into Treadwell Avenue. That's all closed up with an accident investigation over there. It's kind of busy this morning on the Jackie Robinson eastbound, getting out toward Kew Gardens. That's construction, so that's really slowing everybody down. Grand Central Parkway eastbound at Kew Gardens, an accident reported there. Very busy at the Throgs Neck Bridge. Getting into Queens, Whitestone Bridge, heavy into Queens as well. Let's go out to Bed-Stuy on Halsey Street, getting into Howard Avenue. It's an accident investigation there as well. Slowing down on 78 eastbound exit 7, a collision in the right lane. Tractor trailer went right off 78 there. Police department activity as well. The New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur North at 15W. Some earlier problems cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Oh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby.
brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Want more? AM 970 The Answer? Go to AM970TheAnswer.com to listen live. Tune into podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. AM970TheAnswer.com.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Curtis Sliwa. We can't afford to elect another dope from Park Slope like Bill de Blasio. That's why I'm running for mayor. To support and refund the police and to take back the streets and subways from the criminals. To do that, I need your support to reach our goal by the end of the week. Go right now to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. Your contribution will help save our city at CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Paid for by Curtis Sliwa for Mayor.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunny to partly cloudy and quite nice today with a high around 70. It'll be clear tonight with a low of 52 in Midtown, but 39 to 44 in some of the colder suburbs of northwest New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Sunshine mixing with clouds tomorrow, a warm afternoon high of 72. Saturday, times of sun and clouds and warm. There may be an afternoon shower, high 74. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, tell me about Route 22 Toyota. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Route 22 Toyota is where you want to go. It's where Al goes, where my sister Carol went for her car. Beautiful color on her car. Great car. Captain Frank went there. You know, he went there. And these are good folks, and they want the best deal. And they heard me talk about Alex Kinsella and our friends at Route 22 Toyota, where they're social distancing. You go to the state-of-the-art service center in Hillside, New Jersey, and it's all, you know, they got the masks. They're fogging the vehicles and everything. But the deals that you can get over there for qualified buyers, and when I tell you, they'll get you, if you test drive a Toyota, they can get you that Toyota if you're qualified with 0% interest or zero down leases. How cool is that? And you don't have to deal with dummies. There's no dummies. They love when you go over there. They treat you with respect. Iggy is my buddy at Route 22 Toyota. Whatever I need, when it has anything to do with automotive, I call Iggy and he gets me to the right place. So why don't you just call? That's probably the easiest thing to do for you. 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. You call for details and you tell them, look, I heard you on Joe's show. And what can you do for me? Service-wise, sales-wise, no dummies at Route 22 Toyota, and you'll get some spectacular deals like 0% APR financing up to 60 months. And again, zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. We love Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. Yeah, yesterday was Yogi Berra's birthday. And Yogi was the best. You know, from St. Louis, from the hill in St. Louis, and just the icon from St. Louis, and one of the truly great athletes of all time. Yogi, yes? Oh, yeah. Yogi Berra, you don't realize how great of an athlete he was. What a great hitter he was. And my pop would always tell me as we were in the stands there in the bleachers at Yankee Stadium as a child, you know, Yogi's a bad ball hitter. And I said, what's that mean, Pop? He could hit. You could throw him way outside, man. And Yogi, I said to Yogi, how do you hit like that, you know? And he would just say, I could see the ball real good. He would talk like that, you know? So to the Berra family, we send our love and remembrances of the great Yogi Berra. What a great guy. And dear, so many golf outings, so many times just hanging with him. And I miss it. Just one of the greatest. And the personality of Yogi, it ain't over till it's over. One of a kind, not before and not since. But not to take away the brilliance as an athlete, as a catcher for the New York Yankees all those years and all those World Series rings. Rest in peace, Yogi. We will never forget you. Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, coming up at 7 o'clock. What a show. Hey, the one, the only, KT McFarland. What do we do with Israel? What do we do with the conflict between Hamas and Israel? KT will know exactly what to do. What's happening? I wanted to delve into it with KT. What's happening in Turkey? You know, we were warned by Colonel Douglas McGregor, our dear friend who comes on the show. I'm worried about Iran. I'm worried about China. I'm worried about Russia. What about Turkey? KT has all the answers. Jen Kearns, always great to hear from Jen. Ed Mullins, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Bill O'Reilly, and Alan Zweibel on the show. And we're coming right back.